Blog Talk Radio.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. Hey. All y'all girls standing together like that. I can't take it.
BYGP family and guests, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Ashley Goodman, and I will be hosting tonight's BYGP Locker Room Show. Tonight, I'll be speaking with Mr. Marcus Harris. During his senior year of high school, he was named All-State by Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. He also was a star wrestler, winning a state title in the 189-pound weight class as a senior. Harris went off to play D1 college ball and 5 seasons in the NFL. So we're going to patch Marcus in right now. Marcus, you here?
Hi, Ashley. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me on this evening. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We enjoy having you guys take the time to speaking with, you know, young athletes and parents and coaches out there. So we definitely appreciate you coming on and speaking with us. So with that said, I'm just going to kind of get rolling. This is going to be short, sweet, efficient. But tell us about, you know, a little bit about your background, where you grew up, how, you know, football got started for you.
Yeah, no problem, actually. So for myself, you know, it's pretty simple. I actually grew up in Grand Junction, Colorado. A small town. We probably had less than 100,000 people. My high school class, I think we had less than 300 kids in my class. But
wow.
You know, very small town. So you know, there wasn't too much to do besides play sports, and really that's all I did, and that's really what I did since I was probably as far back as I can remember. I started playing sports probably when I was around age 5. And for me, I literally did everything from, like you said, obviously football. I also did wrestling. I played baseball. Even at a young age, I played some basketball as well. So just a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it sounds like you were definitely busy. But you did – let me get this right. Were you born in Utah and then you moved to Colorado, or were you born in Colorado?
Yeah, so I was born in Utah. I joke
okay.
about it. I tell everyone I was just born there, passing through on the way to Colorado. So
okay.
I don't even remember Utah, but I grew
okay.
up there all my life in Colorado. So
okay, one of my questions was going to ask, like, if it was a transition for, you know, you to move from Utah to Colorado, but it doesn't sound like it was a transition at all.
No, I don't even remember it. So I claim Colorado 100%. So
okay, well that's good to know. So you know, you had told us you had played pretty much every sport across the board. Was there any hobbies that you had outside of sports?
Yeah, actually, you know, growing up in Colorado, for the people that do know Colorado, there's a lot of outdoor things to do. And
absolutely.
Obviously, you know, when I was younger, you know, our form of entertainment, obviously compared to kids these days, was, you know, we'd go outside when the sun was up and we'd come back, you know, home when the sun was down. But, you know, I grew up skiing, snowboarding, obviously hunting, fishing, hiking, camping. Those are all just normal things that I did as a young child growing up. And obviously being here from Colorado, you know, you can do as much of that as you'd like. And definitely had a good time with it. And, you know, I'm back here in Colorado now, and My family and my kids obviously enjoy that as well.
Yeah, well, and Colorado is very active. It's, you know, there's always something to be done outside, so that definitely makes sense that you would be, you know, interactive with snowboarding, with skiing, and everything of that nature. So then tell us about your family. Did you have a good, you know, support system, family, coaches, teachers, et cetera, growing up?
Yeah, honestly, actually, it was a little bit of everything, like you just said, you know. It wasn't what I would call the typical, you know, environment where my mom and dad were married. They were actually divorced at a young age. I actually never even knew my father growing up. But the best part was I had a great support system around me, and that obviously included my grandparents, my uncles, my sister, and, you know, my aunts and you know, for me, I didn't know anything different. And so I was used to, you know, having those family members around at a young age. And one in particular was my uncle, Brian. And so, you know, for me, that was great to have that father figure and that influence at the same time. So, you know, for me, I loved every minute of it, and it was definitely a positive.
Absolutely. And I mean, for you, you didn't know anything different. It sounds like you had a lot of family to support you. So, but how important do you think for young athletes, well, just young people in general, to have a mentor, to have someone that they feel really are taking them underneath their wing and really supporting? I mean, it's very important to find that, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I would tell any young person, and especially today, you know, we see a lot of different kids, you know, and they have different situations and different environments. But I tell anyone, you know, it doesn't matter what your environment is, because that support system, that leadership, that mentorship, whatever you may need, that might not necessarily come from your mom or your dad. That could come from an uncle, a grandparent, a cousin. That could even be, it could be a coach, you know, and we'll see, you know, for these young kids, as they continue to, you know, grow up and move along, that they're going to find out who those people are. And it doesn't matter what type of situation you come from. All that matters is what you make of it. And I guarantee you, all those people that I just talked about, you will be able to find that support system. You just got to be willing to, you know, be open to it.
Yeah, that's some great advice right there. For those who are listening, you know, that definitely is some key points that Marcus just made. Now, growing up, did you find that you enjoyed your schoolwork, your academics, or was that kind of like, it was so-so, but you knew you had to get it done?
Yeah, you know, for me, I really never had a problem with school. At a young age, especially from my uncle Brian that I talked about earlier, you know, he always saw something in me even at a young age, and you know, I was obviously a standout athlete at that age as well. But he always told me, you know, Marcus, the most important thing is school. And so for me, that wasn't something that I had to, you know, work on or grow up, you know, and find out the hard way. You know, I had that instilled in me at a young age because, you know, one thing I would share with these kids is that, you know, everyone has goals and dreams of, you know, becoming pro, and that could be in any sport, whether, you know, you're a male or female. But you got to think, you know, you really got to think about how many kids are out there across the nation that have those same goals and those same dreams. And obviously, you know, if you can learn that at a young age and you can do well and excel in your academics, it's all going to transfer to the sports arena as well. So for me, again, you know, with the young kids out there today, I would definitely encourage you, you know, to take it serious and put the work in, because obviously you'll find out as you get older, you know, going into high school and college, et cetera, you know, the coaches, they can pick from anyone that they want to across the nation. And, you know, why would they pick someone like you who's not really putting in the work, you know, getting bad grades, because they're going to, you know, equate that to the same type of athlete that you are. So, again, very, very important.
Yeah, and it just shows coaches and you know, if you are striving to get to that next level, it shows that you're mature enough to take responsibility to, you know, take care of your business on and off the field, and that's definitely what we've been, you know, preaching and what we've been hearing from coaches and athletes themselves to take that serious while you are in the position to do so. So Marcus, when you got into high school, what high school did you go to?
So I went to a smaller high school. It was called Fruta, Fruta High School. And at the time where, you know, that was based on where I lived, but the bigger school, which was the 5A school in the Valley, was Grand Junction High School. So I went to Fruta my freshman year. I ended up transferring to Grand Junction High School because they were 5A. They played more at the Denver schools, which are obviously the bigger schools in the state. And for me, I felt that there was going to be more exposure and more, you know, opportunity to go on to the next level. And so, again, I transferred after my freshman year, and then I went to Grand Junction High School.
Okay. And you felt like once you stepped on campus, you pretty much fit in with you know, on the field activities and off the field. There was no hesitation on your part on that?
No, not at all. And, you know, I would tell kids, you know, if they're in a situation where they have to change schools or they transfer or their parents get relocated due to work or whatever it may be, you know, if you're involved in sports, I think it's a lot different for kids because they do kind of, you know, make friends easier and they have that support system from the coaches and the players.
Yeah.
And so from you know, for me personally, my experience was definitely positive.
Well, good. So you were both dominant, you know, it's from what I've read, dominant both in football and in wrestling. Why was it that you decided to take football to the next level, or was it just something that, you know, football gave you more opportunities than baseball and wrestling? And speak to us about why you went that route.
Well, you know, for me, like I said, I played pretty much every sport I could think of when I was younger. And then as you just spoke about, you know, when I got into high school, I had to obviously narrow it down because, you know, certain sports are at the same time as others. So my three main sports in high school were football, wrestling, and baseball, as you talked about before. And I did very well at all three. And, you know, many of the coaches that I knew, they always said that baseball was my best sport, you know. You know, obviously, even wrestling, you know, I, like you said earlier, I was a state champion. I was undefeated. I feel that it went hand in hand with football and the different skills that, you know, you can apply between the different sports. But I had no desire to go on, you know, and wrestle in college. I mean, to this day, wrestling is probably one of the hardest sports out there, just from my personal experience. And so really, you know, I enjoyed baseball. I played it since probably I was, you know, at the age of five, like I said before. But I just had no really desire to go on and play baseball at the next level. And so, again, back to what I'm saying is my dream was to always go on and go to college and go to, you know, the NFL for football. And so that was really my main focus even when I got to high school.
Okay, so it was pretty much from the get-go that you were driven on NFL and going, taking this to college as is for football.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes, for sure. Okay. I mean, I got a lot of letters for wrestling, obviously winning state and doing all those things in high school, but I honestly, I didn't even pursue them. And then in baseball, you know, I played up until my sophomore year, and then it got to the point to where, you know, I really wanted to focus, you know, even in the off season, of being in the weight room and getting stronger and just doing the things that I needed to do to be able to go on and play at that next level in football.
Yeah, well, and that's very true. I mean, that's very true that sometimes you are going to have to make those choices to narrow it down. But what do you think about, you know, young athletes that are narrowing it down maybe very soon, like they're narrowing it down, you know, in junior high? Do you think playing all those sports really helped your athletic ability overall, or do you think you should have, you know, picked one, you know, sooner and kept it as is?
Yeah, no, and honestly, Ashley, I think you made a great point there. You know, for me, you know, just based on personal experience, I know everyone has a different experience or circumstance. And, you know, for me, I would encourage, you know, a young athlete, male or female, just to play as many different sports as you can. And, you know, I wouldn't encourage you to start narrowing it down and trying to focus on one sport, because you just don't know, you know, how good you're going to be or how big you're going to be. You know, maybe your favorite sport, that might become your best sport just because of your size or your speed. And there's just a lot of unknowns that you can't really control at a young age. So, again, I would encourage anyone just to go out and play, you know, two or three different sports. And then, you know, when you get into high school and, like I said, going into your, you know, your sophomore and junior year, for me, I think that's when you got to start making those decisions, because, you know, going into your junior year, especially even in football, that's when, you know, it starts getting really, really serious with the, recruiters and the colleges and things. So, again, I think it's a great idea just to keep your options open, for sure.
And I think it just helps, you know, athletic ability, despite, you know, what specific sport. But I think you gain a lot from doing different activities overall, and it can better the sport that you eventually may be going into college for, or, you know. So you just never know. You just want to keep those doors open by all means, and you know, see what happens. So, I mean, it sounds like from early on you knew you wanted to go college ball. Tell us about the sacrifices, because I think some young athletes, they may not realize that, they want to go play college, you know, ball, but it takes sacrifice to get to that point. So talk to us about maybe some of the sacrifices that you had to make, and you know, how that turned out for you, if you had to, you know, say no to a party or say no to hanging out with friends or you know, anything of that nature.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's probably one of the most important things that we'll probably talk about tonight. And, again, the key word that you just said is sacrifice. And, you know, for these kids, I cannot stress enough, you know, how important sacrifice is going to be. You know, it does start at a young age. Obviously, it starts getting even more serious when you get into high school. You obviously have a lot of kids around you. Everyone's on a different path and a different journey. And that might not be the same as yours or what you want it to be. And so the big question is what are you willing to sacrifice? And what are you willing to do differently than the guy next, you know, to you? And, you know, high school's a great time, and there's a lot of things to do and a lot of parties, and, you know, there's a lot of different things going on. And I'll be the first to tell you, you know, those things are fun and those things are great, and I definitely enjoyed them. But, again, if that's really what you want and you want to go to college and you want to get a full ride scholarship and you want to have your schooling paid for and your academics and your sports, then you have to be willing to sacrifice. And so for me personally, you know, it came a point to where, you know, there's parties going on every weekend. Everyone's getting together. You know, everyone's drinking, having a good time. There's always going to be a group of guys that are, you know, they love to get into trouble or get into fights or whatever it may be. And so as a young student athlete, you're always going to have these type of influences around you. And so, again, back to what we're talking about is sacrifice. And for me, it's just, what are you willing to do different? And are you willing to separate yourself? You know, because it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. You know, you're going to have, you know, young men and young women around you. And, you know, it's a good time. But, again, are you willing to remove yourself from a potential situation to where it could affect your life for the rest of your life, you know? And so those are things that these kids have to, you know, be willing to think about. And even for the parents, you know, if we have parents on tonight listening, you know, I definitely encourage you to share the same information with your child, because, you know, maybe they didn't personally experience it, but we all know, you know, that have been involved and been around it, that it's obviously going to happen. So, again, great point and sacrifice. I would write it on my wall if I was a young athlete, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, and you made some very key points, guys. I hope you are tuning in and really listening to this advice that Marcus has given. It will definitely help out not only right now, but, you know, in your future. So tell us about your recruiting. You know, it sounds like your recruiting process, you knew what you wanted. Tell us about how you and your family felt about that time, and did you feel like you had a handle on it? Did you know what you were getting into with that recruiting?
Well, you know, like I said, just to be clear, you know, when it became time for me, I kind of started really focusing after my sophomore year on football. I stopped playing baseball. And to be honest, you know, the whole recruiting process, me and my family, my uncle, we had no idea really what to expect, you know.
Yeah.
No one in my family went on to play in the NFL. I did have a family member go and play, you know, Division I college football. But obviously the times have changed, things are different. And so it was really a learning process. And so, you know, everything that I went through, I really didn't know what to expect. And I know things that, you know, what you guys are doing, Terrence Wood is doing, the book. I mean, I would encourage, you know, whether it's the parents, mentors, or whoever it may be, you know, just to go out and become a sponge and try to learn about it, as much of the process. And there's always people that have been involved and they had a brother or a sister who went through the recruiting process. And so just ask as many questions as you can and kind of be prepared. You know, for me, I just kind of learned as I went. But, you know, one thing, if I could look back, is I wish that I personally would have tried to find out more information about that process. And so it was a great process. It was a great experience. But it's definitely, you know, it's a learning experience. And kids out there today, their parents have never, you know, went on and played major, you know, college sports or obviously the pros. And so, you know, collectively it is, again, a learning experience for everyone involved.
Yeah, and you made some key points, guys. Ask as many questions as you possibly can, you know, on your recruiting trip, coaches, players, just anyone you can, you know, think of that would have great advice to help you guys make an educated advice, you know, decision for yourself and your future. So definitely, I think Marcus is spot on with that. Now, you did decide to go to Colorado, to University of Colorado, and play there. Why did you decide on CU?
Well, you know, when I was in high school, I got letters from pretty much all the major Division I colleges. Obviously, growing up in Colorado, you know, CU was a big-time school. But even before I decided to go to CU, my junior year, I went to about 5 different football camps, and one of those that I remember very well was Arizona State. And so I went down there with one of my best friends, Andrew Walters. His family was actually from Arizona, and they actually pulled us in the meeting room, both of us, and they actually offered us full ride scholarships. And so immediately, my best friend Andrew actually accepted. I said I was in, but I wanted to wait before I accepted the scholarship. And really, you know, I felt like going in my mind that I was going to Arizona State like 100% because, you know, it was Arizona.
Yeah.
Obviously the weather, my best friend was going there. Yeah, but, you know, when it came down to it, and to go back to your question, you know, one of the reasons, the biggest reasons that I decided to go to Colorado was because of Coach Gary Barnett. You know, great guy. I was actually his first true recruiting class. And so that's very important because, just perfect example, my best friend went to Arizona State. There's obviously talks and rumors of obviously the coach at the time and, you know, was he going to get fired, and he didn't have a great season before, and he'd been there for a handful of years prior. And so these are things that they're really important to look into it and really do your research, you know, because think about it, a coach that has been at a program for maybe 5-10 years and maybe he might be at the kind of end of his coaching career, or maybe he's had, you know, 2 or 3 seasons that weren't winning seasons, well, then what's going to happen? he's going to get fired.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, if you're being recruited to that school and whatever position you, you know, you fit into, and that this isn't just for, you know, football. This is for any sport, male or female. But obviously, if you fit into that system that they're recruiting you to, and that coach gets fired the next year, and that's exactly what happened to my best friend down at Arizona State, then what happens? A new coach comes in. It's a new system. You may or may not be fit for that system, and you might not be in the best situation for you personally. And so, again, back to Colorado, you know, I was actually Gary Barnett's first true recruiting class. And so, obviously, I knew that he was going to be there for at least 4 or 5 years, and I never had to go through a coach getting fired and having new ones come in because, of, you know, that's a big change. And so, ultimately, when it came down to it, that was my number one reason. And then number two, you know, it was in state. You know, far enough away from home, but close enough to where I could still have my friends and family come down and watch from, obviously, Colorado.
Yeah, and you had your support, you know, your support system still in place. And it sounded like, you know, your logic on the coaching staff change and everything of that, it sounds like you made the right decision for yourself, and I'm glad that opportunity did work out for you how it did. So on your senior year at CU, you had actually broke your leg, your tibia and your fibula, in the second game against UCLA, and your whole senior season was done. You had to sit out that season. You did do a medical cert, and you then transferred to Southern Utah. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it's all correct.
Okay. So why did you decide on Southern Utah? Tell us about that process, because some athletes, hopefully not, but some athletes are going to experience an injury that's going to take them out for a season, and they may have to, you know, do a transition. Tell us the pros and cons on doing that so late in your career and why you decided on Southern Utah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, the first thing I would say is, you know, it just depends on your personal circumstance. And, you know, there's not a clear-cut way to put it. There's not a right or wrong way. Again, it just comes down to your personal, you know, what's going on with you personally. And so for me, like you said at the time, I actually started since my sophomore year up at CU. And going into my senior year, I was projected to be a second to third round draft pick. Well, as you said, going into the second game of the season, playing against UCLA at home, I ended up, you know, freak accident. Out of nowhere, I ended up breaking, as you said, my fibula and tibia. And so, obviously, that was a serious injury. For a lot of guys, it's actually hard to come back from.
Yeah.
I had a steel titanium rod in my leg from my knee to my ankle, four screws. And even after that happened, and I did miss my senior year, in my mind, I felt like, you know, I was going to get back in the weight room and rehab, and I would be ready, you know, by springtime. And really, it's about a 10 to 12 month, you know, kind of injury
rehab,
you just don't know how long it's going to take. And so, but I still felt in my mind that I was still going to go play in the NFL that year. Well, obviously, my draft status was, you know, ruined. And so back to my personal situation was, at the time, you know, there was a lot of turmoil and a lot of things going on up at CU with the program, coaches, players, and obviously I was involved with that at the same time. And so after Gary Barnett got fired and all the things that were going on, I felt that it was, you know, in my best interest to transfer to Southern Utah, which was a D1AA school. And so, again, you know, I typically would, you know, just because you get an injury, I would say you don't have to transfer and go to another school. But, again, like we talked about earlier, based on your circumstance, you know, your coach that recruited you might get fired, and, you know, the new coach might not be the best fit for you. So does it make sense to transfer? And, you know, for me it did. And the reason I went to a D1AA school is because based on the NCAA rules, if you transfer one, from one D school to another, you actually have to sit out a year before you can play.
Mm-hmm.
But
obviously
if you go from a Division I to a D1AA, you do not have to sit out. And so it was just, you know, the best, you know, situation for me. I was able to come back, ended up having is between 10 and 13 sacks that following year, and I was able to make a full recovery. So it all worked out.
Yeah, well, I mean, and when you did transfer, you were All-American by Sports Network and first team all Great West Football Conference. So it sounds like, I mean, it was the right move for you, and it sounds like you had a successful season that year.
Yes, it was very successful, and it took a lot of obviously hard work and determination to come back, and obviously it was a pretty tough injury, but again, it just all, you know, worked out, and you know, the biggest reason was sacrifice. So
yeah, and that is very key. That is definitely very key. So tell us, you did sign as an undrafted free agent with the San Diego Chargers in 2005. You spent most of your career with the Chargers, playing on special teams and as a pass rushing specialist. But you're also known, this is a fun fact for you guys out there, is that every time Marcus got a sack, he would do a backflip. Now, I always think of David Wilson, the running back for the Giants, and he had retired doing that because a lot of his teammates were saying that he was going to get injured. But did you, that was very interesting. I love reading that type of information. Did any of your coaches, your teammates, tell you to stop doing that?
No, as what I can remember, you know, there's a lot of hits, but I don't ever remember it being an issue. I just know in the locker room with the guys and then the players, obviously, is everyone would always, you know, joke, or they were all waiting for me to not, you know, make it all the way around with obviously all the helmet and all the pads on and stuff. So I think everyone was just waiting for me to eat it. So luckily it never happened.
Well, that's great news. I'm glad that never happened. So let's finish off with one last question I have for you. If you got an opportunity to do one thing over again, what would that be? Or, do you wish when you were younger you had gotten some information that would help you on and off the field that you maybe didn't get, or you just realized, you know, later in life?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I mean, there's a lot that's taken place over the years, even at a young age and through high school and obviously even college. And, you know, for me, really, I don't really have any regrets. You know, there's things that I was involved in and things that I had to go through, whether it was personally or with my teammates or with coaches. And now I can look back at it, and it was all a learning, you know, process. And it was all part of my personal journey. And so, you know, I would encourage anyone on tonight, you know, don't look at things as a negative. You know, look at it as a positive. And whether things happen, good or bad, you know, how can you learn from them personally? You know, how can they make you a better person? And so that's what I was able to do, you know, all my career. And, you know, one thing that, you know, like you said, what would you do, or, you know, could you do? You know, really, you know, it's something as an athlete that we always hear about, that, you know, it doesn't last forever and you never know when your time is up. But I really feel like as a young athlete, you're not thinking about that. You know, you're thinking about going to college, and then you're going to go to pro, whatever sport it may be. And really, you don't think about the end game, you know. And so for me, I even feel blessed, you know, from going from a second to third round draft pick to an undrafted free agent, is because it changed my whole mindset of how I had to prepare and how I had to go into every camp. Just knowing my playbook and working harder than the other guys, because I knew that at any time, you know, being an undrafted free agent, chances are you're going to get cut. And so I had to work that much harder and be that much more prepared. And so it was literally a blessing in disguise. But really, if I could just really choose one thing and something that comes to mind, you know, I would probably think about what my end game was going to be after football was over. You know, some you know, a lot of kids, they might have an opportunity to go on and go play college sports, again, male or female. but that might be the end of your career. And so
yeah.
a lot of times I saw, you know, guys that I played with, is they didn't really take their, you know, academics as serious as they could. Obviously, the guys that I played with, they had full ride scholarships, and maybe they could have chose, you know, maybe a bigger or harder degree, but because we were all playing football, we just did, you know, what we had to do to get by. But now
yeah.
looking back, think about, you know, a full ride scholarship. Your education is paid for. And
mm-hmm.
some people might have a chance and an opportunity to go to the next level, but majority of you are not. And so if you have that opportunity to have your academics paid for, you know, make the most of it. And then even going one step beyond that, you know, going to a professional sport, whatever that professional sport may be, again,
yeah.
you don't know how long it's going to last. You could be there for a year. You could be there for 5 years, 10 years. You know, I played with guys like Drew Brees and LaDainian Tomlinson and Sean Merriman. I mean, these guys were the top of their class at their positions. But guess what? Eventually it all comes to an end. And when that does, you know, you got to be ready for that next chapter in your life. And so,
very true.
You know, I would encourage you to think about that. You know, you don't have to spend all your time and energy on it, but just think about what you're going to do, whether you're done in college or you play 5 or 10 years professionally, you still have a lot of your life to live. And so I guess just to clarify, I would just really encourage people to, you know, think about that end game. And you're going to have so many opportunities. You're going to meet so many amazing people throughout the process. And I encourage you to make, you know, just become a professional networker. You know, meet as
yeah.
many people as you can, shake as many hands as you can, collect as many business cards as you can, because when you're done with your sport and you have a folder full of business cards and these are people that you met and you stayed in touch with over the years, you know, for me it's not, you know, what you know but who you know, and I feel that's very important. So I hopefully
yes.
I answered that question for you, Ashley.
You answered it well beyond what I had asked. That was everything that you just said. I completely agree 100%. That was fantastic. Thank you, Marcus, so much for coming on and speaking with our audience and with me. We definitely really appreciate it.
Ashley, again, thank you very much. You guys are doing amazing things. You're building an amazing foundation for young, you know, athletes today, and obviously parents and different mentors out there. And I just definitely, you know, ask that you guys continue doing what you're doing. Again, thanks for letting me be a part of it, and God bless all of you.
Thank you. Thank you. And we appreciate that. And we will talk to you soon, Marcus.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Guys, we hope you got a lot out of listening to Marcus tonight. He gave some great advice, some great input to help your game on and off the field. We have some great things going on with BYGP right now, so please check us out at www.beforeyougopro.com. And also make sure that you get our new book. You definitely have to read that and get all the information that you can out of that. On Tuesday, tune in at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. We will be speaking with Mr. Ty Gregorick, who is the defensive coordinator at University of Montana. You guys won't want to miss this type of information that you only get here at BYGP Locker Room Show. This is Ashley Goodman signing off with BYGP and the rest of the BYGP team. Before anything else, preparation is the key to success. Have a good night, guys.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. All y'all girls standing together. I can't take it.